On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
I am the host. I am what they put in your mouth in a church. I am the host. Welcome to the program. Thank you for being here. That'll be $10, please. Hey, come back. All right, fine. It is Monday, the beginning of another week. Oh my God, huh? We're into November, I understand. Did you turn your clocks back? Did you turn them around so you can't see the clock? It's unbelievable. Yesterday was the longest day of the year for me because you put the clocks back an hour, so you got an extra hour. And then when it got dark outside at like 5 o'clock, there was nothing to do all night. This is very confusing for me. It's really, I feel like I'm living in Antarctica or something. I don't understand the whole time shift thing. I don't understand why that had to happen. I really don't. It doesn't make any difference. But welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. I also, besides turning my clock back an hour, I also went back a year. To me, this is 2020, which was not a great year, by the way. I've said this before. When you celebrate New Year's Eve, you're ringing in the new year because the year you just completed was so crappy that you don't realize the year that you're starting, the year that you're beginning, is going to be crappy too. Or perhaps even worse. You don't know. There's no way of knowing. Consult your physician. I have no idea. All right, good. Tomorrow morning, I booked a massage session. Oh, my God. And by the way, massage, M-A-S-S-A-G-E. I ran into somebody who wrote down the word massage, and it was message, and I said, no, go back to school. I don't think I want to be a part of your life simply because you can't spell that word properly. Those are two different words. They have two different meanings. Let's spend a little time and make things right. Anyway, I've booked a massage, a message, and which means I'm going to allow another person to run their hands along my body. I think they should be paying me for the opportunity. Personally, probably doesn't work that way, but, and I also accept tips, by the way. I'm a little phobic about having another man fondle me and rub my back. I know it's a massage thing. I get that, and I know, and it's just, I think a lot of people have that thing. I don't think men want to be massaged by other men. As a matter of fact, I asked some of my men friends, and there's not a large survey involved there, and all of them said, I'd rather have a woman massage me, to be honest with you, Ron. Call me by my first name now. Used to be Mr. Van Dam. I wouldn't accept anything less. On the other hand, women don't mind having other women massage them. They think that's fine. They might prefer a man, but a woman is fine. A man massaging me is not fine for me. I don't know. But who cares, right? Who cares? So anyway, the only thing I don't like about the massage is that only one person takes their clothes off and the other person is still clothed. That still bothers me. It's like when I go to the doctor. I have a female doctor. She's a very nice woman. There's nothing going on there. But for the physical examination, she asked me to take all my clothes off, but she keeps all of hers on. I don't think it's fair. It's not a 50-50 deal going on. I feel uncomfortable. It's like, I like you. I took my clothes off. Apparently, you put more on. So that doesn't make sense. You put a lab coat on. This is not right. Something's not equal. I know it doesn't make sense to you, and neither it does to me. So, and by the way, they're not massage therapists, they're masseuses. I don't know what the language that is. I think it's French, but all of a sudden, we're not American anymore. I think there, is it a Swedish word? To be honest with you, I don't know. I have to look that up. I have to Google it, but at the same time, I'm not into Googling. I'm really not. I'd rather put some clothes on, get in the car and go to the library and look at, I don't know, I just, it's something to do. The worst thing about getting a massage, besides paying the money to get it, is they have this little donut thing, this little hole thing, and you lie face down, but your head is not on the table. It's extended to put your head in this basketball hoop, and it's very uncomfortable. Through the entire massage, the only thing I'm looking at is the nap on the rug on the floor. Not exactly a relaxing thing. Ron, think of something relaxing. How about a shag carpet? Because that's what I'm staring at. Could you at least put a picture on the floor so I can stare at that? Must I stare at your floor for an hour? That's supposed to be relaxing? It's not. Staring at a floor is not, to me, maybe a waterfall, perhaps, or some relaxing pasture scene. But your floor, that's not the focal point of my life. Well, close your eyes. Oh, God, come on. I don't like sticking my head in there. After a while, my head's very uncomfortable, and I'm stuck in this thing. So don't like that. It's not one of my things. I don't mind the music in the background, but not loud and not rap, okay? Stop that. Just stop that with the background music. Then they try to relax you. And I don't think a lot of masseuses know the difference between a deep muscle rub massage and a relaxing massage, because you trying to dig the palm of your hand into my shoulder blades is not exactly heaven to me. It freaking hurts. And here's the problem. When you're finished, I don't feel relaxed. I feel like I need some medication because you've just ruined my back. I'm very leery about what you're doing back there. You see, I don't have eyes in the back of my head as much as you think I might. My third eye is in my forehead, not in the back of my head. And I can't see what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing back there. You could have invited five other people in there. You might be playing Twister on my back. I have no idea what's going on back there. So I have to trust you. I have to trust you. Yes, you can screw around with my body. I trust that you're not going to do anything horrible to me. I trust that when it's finished, I won't have to be in traction. I trust you because you're a masseuse. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And then, like, be careful around my groin area, please. I mean, it's uncomfortable for both of us, whether you're a male or a female. When you get into that middle section there, we all get a little, I don't know what's going to happen here. We get a little queasy about the whole thing. You can touch my feet, you can touch my ankles, shoulder blades, yes, yeah, sure. Neck, yeah, back, sure. But when you get to the ass and frontal groin area, I don't know how relaxing that really is. And of course, I guess a really good masseuse knows what to do down in that area without freaking around with it. You know, I just like, it's just a very, very odd thing going on down there. It's like, we avoid it. We don't talk about it. No, I'm not going to massage your ass. Okay. But it hurts. Oh, my penis hurts. I need a massage. No, that's not that kind of place. Hey, then don't call it a full body massage. Call it a full body except for the groin massage. How about that? How about being truth in advertising? Yeah. Now, it's $90 for half an hour. It's over $100 for an hour. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. You know, like, I've never massaged anybody else for money, so I don't know exactly what kind of, do you get carpal tunnel from that, or what do you call that? What happens? What do you, when you get older and you've been doing massages all your life, what kind of condition is that called in your wrist? Does that hurt? I don't know. I have no idea. There must be some occupational hazard to this. Rather, maybe it's back injury from leaning over on people all day. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. The best part about a massage are the accoutrements. Another word from another country. I believe that's a French word. The accoutrement would be the hot towel. Ooh. You've taken a towel, you've moistened it just a bit, and then you made it hot. Ooh, that's got to be worth $500. I've talked about this before, and I'm so convinced that this is a good explanation as to how excitable human beings can be for something that is so stupid and simple. When you go to a restaurant, I've talked about this before, but it's such a phenomenon to me. When you go to a restaurant, I'll get back to the massage in just a second, just hold on. When you go to a restaurant, and they bring you the rolls, what's your immediate reaction? Ooh, I'm getting free rolls. It's like, whoa. Oh, I'm cheating them out of their money. I'm getting free rolls. They're not charging me for the rolls. The server comes over. Would you like water? Yes, please. I'll bring you some rolls. Oh, you will? Voluntarily? How much are they? No charge for the rolls. This is a good restaurant. We're floored by this for some reason. That the rolls are thrown in for free while you're sitting. The rolls keep you busy while they screw around with your food in the kitchen. That's all that is. It's like a magician, you know? It's misdirection. Oh, here's some rolls. All right, let's screw up their food, but they got rolls, so we can fool around here for a while. You got their free, we're getting free rolls. But then they take it up a notch in the really good restaurants, and it's so simple to do. Oh, my God. You take the freaking rolls. The server should do this. You take the rolls, you put them in the microwave for like 20 seconds, tops. Then you put them back in the basket, and you bring them to the table. I got your free rolls. Hey, Margaret. They're warm. They have warm rolls here. Try the rolls. They're warm. It makes you feel like they just came out of the oven, but they didn't. They just came out of the microwave. They just heated up the rolls. And it's warm bread. Oh, my God, it's warm. Take a picture of it and post it on Instagram. They got warm rolls here. Yeah, they should put that on a sign in front of the restaurant. We have warm rolls. And guess what? They're not charging us for it. Whoa, really? Warm rolls, man. My life has just started. I have found Jesus, and I had warm rolls. Could life get any better? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. But in the moment, we're just thrilled. I mean, there are orgasms going on here under the tabletop. Worm rules, man. And it's a topic of conversation for years to come.
You know, I like that restaurant down the street.
Well, how's the food?
Oh, not great.
But they have worm rolls. Let's go now. I know. It's true. And have I talked enough about the worm rolls? Yes?
Shut up!
All right. I guess I have. How about guys? How about you? Should I talk about the worm rolls?
Shut up!
So I'm getting a massage tomorrow in the morning to start my day. And they're going to put a warm rag on my face. That's basically what they're doing. It's putting a warm, wet rag on my face. And I guess that opens up the pores. I don't know the last time my pores have been open. They've been closed for a long time due to technical difficulties. But a warm rag apparently will open up my pores for business. What are your hours on your pores? We're open from 9 to 5 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Oh, it's not bad hours for open pores. I know that. I know that very well. Some of these places, some of these massage places will give you a bottle of water, but it's not a full bottle of water because you're supposed to stay hydrated. I think after the massage, I think they're squeezing all the moisture out of your body. Is that what's happening? They're massaging the water out of you, and you must stay hydrated. It's the law. It became the law, I think, in 2006 became the law. You have to stay hydrated, otherwise you'll die immediately. Yeah. So after the massage, you know, we're going to open up the pores, certainly, with that warm rag. And then we're going to give you a bottle of water, but not just any bottle of water. It's those small little things. It's those, like, 2-3 sips and you're done kind of bottles. I don't know why they bother making bottles of water so small. But those are the ones you get when you get a massage. I'm going to give you a free bottle of water. Wow. Hey. This isn't a bottle of water. It's like a tiny little thing for midgets. That's correct. That's what you expect here. Think we're going to give it up? Come on. Yeah. Sometimes when you go to a massage place, they'll stick you in a room where the lights are low and there's a couple of those little table waterfall things and some suggestive spa music in the background. And they sit you in the room there for about 10 minutes to relax you. That's so you don't complain later on. It was a horrible massage. Did you complain? No, because I was so relaxed from the music and sitting in that room. Because the lights were low and it just took the wind out of my sails. I couldn't complain. The awkward time. I used to go to a place called Massage Envy. I don't know why they named it that. It makes no sense. I'm not envious of anybody's massage. I never have been. I never will be. Envy doesn't work into the product at all. But it's called Massage Envy, and it's a chain. They're all over the country. Not as many as CVS. No, not nearly. But they're around. So I had last year as a gift, I was given a free massage at Massage Envy. Well, it wasn't free. It was free for me, not for the person who gave me the gift. I had a gift card for free massage with Massage Envy. And they gave me a massage, and I was not envious of anybody. And then you go out to the front desk, and they said, did you enjoy your massage, Mr. Van Dam? Well, first of all, you can call me Bill. But isn't your first name Ron? Yes, but you call me Bill, please. This is good. Would you like to schedule another one? No, you don't understand. I'm not a member. This was a gift card.
I know. Would you like to schedule another massage?
And then there's a problem because, no, I don't because it sucked. I didn't enjoy it. Your masseuse was not nice. Didn't like her. Not big on her. No. But you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings like who sits behind the desk. So you say, oh, sure, I'd like to schedule one, but I'll be canceling it as soon as I get home. Expect a phone call. And that's how you don't hurt anybody's feelings. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been so patient, I can't believe it. I don't know if you're like an audience member or a victim. I can't kind of figure that out, to be honest with you. Anyway, we're going to speak to our guest momentarily, who has confirmed the guest appearance. They'll be with us momentarily.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Did they just not offer you a second choice, or did you not have a lot of time to choose? Help me out here. I don't understand. What were you thinking?
Spencer Ratzkoff joins us now. He's an entrepreneur and co-founder of Zillow, Hotwire.la, Picasso, and Ratzkoff Food. Sophia Ratzkoff is co-founder and CEO of Ratzkoff Food. You people do a lot of stuff. You're tired just saying all the things you do.
We like to keep busy.
I would guess so. My gosh. Okay. Well, as you know, social media has been under scrutiny. And I'll tell you, this is kind of interesting. Tell me about the food company that you have.
So Recon Food is a vertical social media network for food. So it's the food social media network.
Yeah.
You can share pictures of your home-cooked meals or your food restaurant adventures with friends. And we really just wanted to make social media a more positive place.
Yeah.
And use it for what it was intended to be used for, which is connecting with friends and sharing things that you're proud of, as opposed to just yelling at each other and arguing.
Yeah, good way of putting it directly. Nothing connects people more than food, I have found. This is how we entertain each other. We go to restaurants to entertain. We gather together for food. We swap recipes. And since social media, we've been taking tons of pictures of food. So this is like food is really the combining thing across the world.
That's exactly right, Ron. That's really our vision, is that, and that's why we named the company Recon. It's to reconnect with friends and family over a shared love of food. So what it does when you download the Recon Food app is it connects to your camera roll. And it uses computer vision to pull out photos that you've taken of food already. So it'll show that time I had a cheesesteak or a slice of pizza at Noakes in Cambridge. And it'll put that on a map. And then if Sophia is friends with me, or you're friends with me, Ron, you'll be able to see that I really like Pinocchio's, and you'll see that photo. And then when I cook a meal, I'll upload that photo as well, and you'll see the home cooking that I'm that I've posted to Recon Food. So it is food, social media. Food really is the most social of all behaviors, and we think it deserves its own social media network.
I agree with you, actually, for that reason, for that very reason. Does it target more cooking at home or eating out, or is it just everything?
We really designed it to be for everything. There's other social recipe sharing apps, there's obviously restaurant recommendation apps, but we aim to be that middle ground where it's the food social network, because food is something that is such a broad spectrum, and everyone who's a foodie also, or most people who are foodies also want to play around in the kitchen or come up with their own dishes. So it's just such a social thing, whether it's inviting people into your home to share your home-cooked meals or going out with a friend, and we want it to be a space for all of that.
You know, the nice thing about a dedicated social network for food is it lowers the bar for posting. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. You can see on Recon Food plenty of things that Sophie and I have cooked that are very mediocre, but that's okay. In a food-specific social app, that is totally fine. That's expected. On a service like Instagram, everything has to be perfect. Like, that's your highlight reel of your life, and it's a very different thing. But these dedicated social networks like Recon Food allow for a more authentic version of yourself, and we think lower the bar and make social more approachable and more healthy and happy.
Well, actually, Sophia, you put it best. This is a place you can go and trade ideas and food pictures and all that stuff without having to go through all the crap that you go through on a regular social media page, and which you always have to weed through, which filters into your head before you get to something that you're enjoying, like food conversation. So I get it. I think this is a nice way to solve that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
We also, the other great thing about the vertical social networks, in addition to just lowering the bar and making it about all food instead of just the best food, is that you can really dive into those specific features. So on Recon Food, we have a specific recipe sharing feature where you can link a recipe directly to your post. We have a map where you can look at all the restaurants near you on the map that people have posted at. We have collections where you can save your posts and other people's posts to curate a list of your favorite restaurants, restaurants you want to go to. So there's a lot of food-specific features inside that vertical.
Interesting. Have you found, just off the topic just a second, have you found that when people take pictures of their food and restaurants that they're happy with, are restaurants happy with people taking pictures of their place when they're in business, or do they kind of go, hey, what are you doing here?
They love it. They love it. And that's been a change over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But now restaurants love the exposure, and many of them have changed their cooking styles to actually accommodate the fact that so many of their patrons are taking photos. There are a lot of restaurants on Recon Food. They're using it as a way to market their restaurants and drive new business. So, yeah, food, you know, you eat with your eyes first, as they say.
That's right.
And more and more, especially younger people, eat with their camera first. And that's how Recon Food was born.
That's a good point. Sophia, you learned something from your father about starting ventures, I understand.
Well, yeah, we've been working on it together the whole time. So I've learned a lot along the way. I think the main thing that I've learned has just been about focusing on the product and focusing on the app itself. We've been working on it for a long time, and so it's easy to get caught up in the details. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to build the best product, the best app. So we've really been leaning into creating new features and features that excite us also, because we are a large part of the target audience.
Yeah.
We'll represent two different demographics of it, but still,
sure.
Recon Food was built for everyone.
Yeah.
And so we see ourselves as customers of it as well.
Wow. Spencer, do you ever sleep?
Well, that's the thing about starting a company with someone that lives under the same roof. We're always at work, but you know, this has been a passion project, and you know, it really happened during COVID where the family was cooking more, and you know, we were cooking and we were also on quarantine. And so as a teenager, I watched Sophia as a teenager use social media and find it to be so toxic.
Yeah.
And we started talking about ways to solve this. And, you know, really, Sophia is the one that initially said, you know, food is a great way to reconnect with friends and family. And my regular social media is exhausting and stressful and no longer fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, so no, we don't sleep that much around here, but that's because we love working on projects like Recon Food.
And you got Thanksgiving coming up, which is kind of the big food holiday where everybody is just totally into turkey recipes and taking pictures of family eating turkey. And this is the big one coming up, I guess.
Yeah, Thanksgiving into the holidays is definitely the food time of year.
If you download Recon Food now, actually, we're running a sweepstakes for the holidays. So if you enter a picture of your food or restaurant food with the hashtag festive food for all holidays, you can be entered to win a sweepstakes, which is a gift card and a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, wow. All right, so how do we get involved? Where do we go?
We are on iPhone only now, so if you have an iPhone, go to the App Store and search for Recon Food. Download the app, and you can see what you know, what I had for breakfast, and what Sophia is cooking up in the kitchen, and what great restaurants we've enjoyed. And you know, we look forward to seeing you there, Ron, and other listeners, and seeing what food adventures you all go on.
Okay, I guess you're working on the Android, I assume.
Yes, Android coming soon. Thanks
Very
for your
good.
Patience.
Very
for now, good. Just on iPhone.
Okay, fine. I'll just have to find somebody with an iPhone, that's all. And I will.
If you are on Android, you can follow us on Get Recon Food on Instagram, and we'll keep you posted on
Oh, there you have it. Okay, so there's still a way. All right. Hey, great idea, and I'm glad we could help spread the word. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. This will be nice for you. And when that time occurs, we'll spend some more time together. What do you think? You like that? Don't forget to turn your clocks forward by 17 hours. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.